Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I was looking at some of the headlines and I was seeing a lot of people's emotions and looking at the ebb and flow of how we live among each other, and it looked to me like there just wasn't as much diversity as I had thought there was. And maybe people are congregating in small segments of society again, and I don't know if that's just out of fear, levels of comfort, or just because of the quote-unquote gentrification in different areas. But it got me to thinking a little bit, and I just wanted to share a few things with you. One of which is that, you know, we cannot afford to forget who we are or whose we are. And not everyone is going to enjoy our view of life. Not everyone is going to want to participate in our quality of life. And that's their right. And as I was thinking of that, I was thinking of ways to like curb some of the things I wanted to say, to make them a little softer. And it just dawned on me that I just have to be real. In addition, I heard in my heart, you know, you're here for me. Speak what I give you. Just speak the truth. And that's what I have to do. Or there's no purpose in me coming to you and giving you my heart each day, because I need you to have all of my heart. Not just the comfortable parts or the smooth moments, but the truth of who I am. And that's where we all start to heal. And while I see that a lot of countries are, you know, jubilant and rejoicing in the latest outcome that has been in the U.S. news, the reality is, you know, someone isn't here and someone else is being put into confinement. And what I think we need to work towards is seeing each other as humans. If we see each other as we are, then some of the behaviors that are taking people out of the world won't be as easy to commit, nor will they be as easy for others to stand by and let them happen. And so when I think of God's children, I think of everyone. I don't think of a size, a color, a religion, an ethnicity, or any other construct of man for how they define who is fitting into their comfortable box, because I think we all need to just be who we are and see us, each one of us, for who we are. We're just beautiful flowers like the rosebuds in God's garden, and we have unlimited potential. We have God's pure beauty inside of us, and we have a joyful, aromatic spirit in our hearts. The problem is sometimes we forget that, and we let people to, you know, put us into a box or push us out of our position. And, you know, I believe that God steps in and he takes care of what needs to be taken care of. In addition to that, we just need to stand firm and believe in all that we are as God's children. And so whether you are a deep believer, a quasi-believer, or you don't really know where you're at on your journey of faith, I still embrace you as one of God's children, and that won't change in my heart because of who created you. I know your worth, just like I know my worth. And so I want to remind you to keep your head up and to keep marching forward in the strength that is within you. And when you feel a little down, maybe you're questioning if you have all the strength you need, remember, you were created on purpose and with a purpose. And with that in your heart, and the strength of God in your body, and the essence of his love and will in your mind, you are all that you need to be. So I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon and a precious evening of peace. Walk in your purpose, live in God's joy, and embrace the love of the people around you. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.